This is the podcast for JNS Spine. Welcome to the May 31st podcast from JNS Spine. My name is Natalie Pinchem, and I'll be reading synopses of some of the articles published today. Topics covered in this week's podcast are arteriovenous fistula and spinal cord injury. Traumatic spinal perimedullary arteriovenous fistula due to knife stabbing and subsequent kyphosis. A case report by Yahui Bai and colleagues. Perimedullary arteriovenous fistula is a relatively rare spinal vascular malformation that has generally been considered congenital. The authors present a case of a perimedullary arteriovenous fistula caused by a direct stabbing injury of the spinal cord and subsequent kyphosis. A 19-year-old man was stabbed in the back, suffering damage to the cord at the T12 to L1 level. After debridement and spinal cord decompression, he recovered well. But 3 years later, he experienced increasing weakness in his lower extremities, along with progression of kyphosis. Spinal angiography, performed approximately 1 year later, revealed a ventral perimedullary arteriovenous fistula. The fistula was treated with endovascular embolization, and the kyphosis was corrected surgically. The patient recovered function gradually after the treatment. Reliability in the location of hind limb motor representations in Fisher 344 rats. A laboratory investigation by Sean Frost and co-authors. The motor cortex remains intact after injury to the spinal cord, while the descending motor pathways, such as the corticospinal tract, are often damaged. Recently, neuroprosthetic approaches to restore motor function have taken advantage of this fact by developing brain-computer interfaces that discriminate neural activity in the intact motor cortex to use as control signals to activate external devices or the contraction of individual skeletal muscles. Any reliable neuroprosthetic device will require technological development in an animal model before it can be tested in patients with spinal cord injury. The purpose of this study was to determine the feasibility of using a common laboratory rat strain for locating cortical motor representations reliably, even after a spinal cord injury. The authors used intracortical microstimulation techniques to examine the location and organization of the hind limb movement representation in normal, neurologically intact laboratory rats. The results indicated that the location of the cortical hind limb movement representation in Fisher 344 rats can be reliably located based on its stereotactic position relative to the cranial suture crossings at the Bregma. The exact cortical localization of hind limb representations may help lead to the development of more precise ways of restoring neurological function after spinal cord injury through brain-computer interfaces. Thank you for listening. The Journal of Neurosurgery mobile app is now available. You can find it in iTunes and the Google Play Store. Just search for JNSPG to download the app for your mobile device today. JNSPG podcast content is now contained in the American Association of Neurological Surgeons iTunes U site. Sign up in iTunes for our podcasts and additional content, including video content and podcasts from the AANS, all updated continuously.